From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with presidential politics. As it becomes more likely that Barack Obama will defeat Hillary Clinton in the Democratic nominating race, there are questions about his appeal to voters who backed her. Some of them have said in exit polls that if she is not the nominee, they will vote for Republican John McCain. NPR's Linda Wertheimer sat down with people who study voting behavior to talk about Obama's chances with Clinton voters.
The voters who should be taken most seriously, according to the people we consulted, are white working-class voters, the people who gave Clinton her big recent primary victories. Bill Galston is a political scientist at the Brookings Institution. He says voters who have had hard times and disappointments don't buy Barack Obama's sky's-the-limit rhetoric.
They receive it as abstract rather than concrete, as visionary rather than realistic, and as naive rather than shrewd. They believe in a politics that's more transactional.
Transactional as in, you vote for me, here's what I'll do for you. Glenn Bolger, who consults with Republican Senate candidates, points out that white working-class voters are John McCain's best shot at Democrats because they have already rejected Obama once.
The biggest challenge I think that the Democrats face with those voters is this sense that the Democratic Party leadership, of which, you know, Nancy Pelosi is emblematic and Barack Obama and John Kerry, is elitist and looks down on middle America as, you know, nothing but a bunch of rednecks who don't have the right kind of culture.
Elitism is a problem for Obama, says Andy Cohut, who directs the Pew Center for the People in the Press. Some of these voters, especially those who are also Catholic or over 65, feel uncomfortable with Obama. Cohut says,
it's offset by his strength among younger voters, among independents, among well-educated people. And the story of the Democratic race is while he's had this problem with this class of voters, his strength in these other areas has carried the day for him.
But that trade-off may not be enough in the fall, says Rui Teixeira, a political scientist and demographer.
No matter how well you're doing among these emerging constituencies, if you get crushed among a demographic that's as big as the white working class, and my estimate at this point is they're just a little bit under half of voters. If you get clobbered like John Kerry did by 23 points in 2004, there's no way you can win the election, no matter how well you do among other groups.
But if Obama's not quite clobbered, if he loses white working class voters, but by 10 points or less, he can still win the election, according to Teixeira's math. And Obama is doing that well now in most polls. In fact, recent polling shows he's gaining ground with most voter groups. Here's Pew's Andy Cohut.
I don't think there's any reason for Obama to give up on any of the groups he hasn't really done well on, because in the general election, he's going against McCain in an environment where the economy is the dominant issue. And these same groups are among the groups of people who are most concerned about economic issues.
Race will be a factor with these voters, Cohut says, but the economy and gas prices will also be very important. In several of these conversations, we heard the word comfort. These voters need to feel comfortable with Obama and his goals for the country. Clinton is familiar, so is McCain. Obama is new. And it may be just that simple, according to political scientist Bill Galston.
There is this familiar political solar system, and then this comet streaks across the sky, and no astronomer had predicted it. Where did he come from? Who is this? So that's the burden of proof he has to discharge. He's done a much better job than most skeptics, including me, believed possible a year and a half ago. But obviously, there are substantial portions of the electorate with whom he has not sealed the deal.
Galston says younger voters find it easier to sign on with the comet, but that sealing the deal for the rest of the electorate will take time. The question is, will it take more time than Obama has between now and November? Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Washington.